The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warning is explicit sexual content.
And I have a Spotify comment, and this comes from Leandy Ricule. I don't know, girl. Sorry. Or boy. Whoever you are.
It says, I have binge listened to all your episodes from episode one, and as I work mostly from my car, you guys are my go-to entertainment. Love all the way from Cape Town, South Africa.
So cool.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
We're international, baby.
Yeah.
And this week, we're telling Riley all about Pack Darling by Lola Rock. I hope you're ready for some Omega verse.
All right.
So our FMC, her name is Lila Darling, and she's locked herself in her room at the OOC, which is the Omega Cultivation Center, because she does not want to do anything Omega related today, which includes dance practice. All the girls in this school are Omegas, and they learn about Omega things and pack things, and they're basically to be showcased so that ideally a pack of alphas can bring them into their pack. So it's like a dog-eat-dog world in school because everyone's competing against each other, except Lila does not want to be part of a pack at all.
Oh.
Lila wants to be invisible, and that's not happening because Rachel, the soloist for the dance team, just hurt her ankle and can't do it anymore, so now she has to take her place. Trainer Mark says she's to be out of her dorm in 10 minutes, and if not, he's going to take all of the locks on her room and her Wi-Fi. And she's like, oh, hell no, not my Wi-Fi. She, like, loves her tablet and her Wi-Fi.
Oh, imagine not having Wi-Fi.
No.
Give me a gun.
I would rather die. Lila was taught when she was 8 that it's actually not good for her to stand out, even though she's the best dancer in the whole school. She's considered a darling, which means that she's either an orphan or her parents sold her to the OCC and she is their property.
Oh.
Because she's a darling, she has no one to look out for her, so she literally gets beat up by her classmates and even the staff, like, tortures her. She gets starved, she gets caned, she gets clawed and, like, isolated.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They're like, ha, you suck, orphan.
Your parents didn't want you.
If you don't catch a pack of alphas by the time you start your heat, you're basically put into a breeding program to be used over and over every single heat until you're dried up. So you can see why all these girls who think that she's a threat want to do anything to take her place from a pack.
Yeah.
At dance practice, Lila tries messing up the dance a little so people don't just see how good she is. Coach Ev has known her since her mother sold her and knows that she's faking being bad. She dismisses the class and holds back Lila and point blank asks her if she's taking hormone suppressants because she's 23 now and she's not even in her pre-awakening for her heat. Lila swears she's not on suppressing drugs and tries convincing Ev to not have to do the solo, but says it's non-negotiable because she was specifically requested by someone.
Oh, by who?
I don't know. She makes her do the routine in full without messing it up. And when she just feels finally at peace because she loves dancing and music, she looks up and she sees Rachel peeking through the window, snarling at her.
Rawr. Fuck you, Rachel.
Lila loves to swim to clear her head, so she heads to the pool instead of her dorm so she doesn't get jumped by Rachel. Because she's like, fuck, she's gonna fuck me up.
Can she not fight? Like, does she fight back?
Yeah, she's a scrappy little thing, and she loves shivs. Like, she always has shivs hidden, like, all over her body.
Yeah. Oh my god, so she can just be like, stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you probably get in trouble. It's probably frowned upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they'll, like, take her food away.
Yeah, I bet, like, if she stabbed somebody, they'd be like, how dare you defend yourself?
Little orphan bitch.
Go get your parents. Oh, wait. They're dead.
Also, to, like, stave off her awakening, she 100% starves herself and overexercises. So I don't think she has that much energy to actually fight back at this point.
She's like a little speck of dust floating in the wind.
Yeah.
Hey, Skinty.
She dives to the bottom of the pool and just sits there until she sees black spots, and then she goes up for air. She catches her breath for a second and then repeats until she's completely spent.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, her thing. She loved it. Loves to catch a thrill.
I can barely hold my breath. I wouldn't be able to do that.
I'm like, When she first caught whiff of her Omega perfume at 13, she ran and didn't stop until the pheromones literally went away. She knew once she started to mature that she'd be on the auction block. So the next time that her scent came, she danced for 8 hours. And once again, her pheromones went away. She exhausts her body so hard that it can't be bothered to pump out the hormones that will cause her to awaken for her heat. So no one will want her and think that she's defective. Her age doesn't matter. As long as she's not fully awakened, no one can, like, really mate her or get her pregnant. So that's her plan.
I feel like, won't they be mean to her about that, though?
Yeah, she's also been at school forever because she's, like, an orphan and the school owns her. She, like, racks up bills. She pays for everything, pretty much. She's in, like, an ungodly amount of debt.
Oh, God.
Since it's after midnight now, she thinks it might be safe for her to go back to her dorm. So she grabs a baseball bat just in case. And good thing she did, because Rachel and her 5 friends jump her once she makes it into the common room. Rachel thinks that Lila is trying to take the Wyvern pack from her now that she stole her main dance spot. The Wyvern House owns the OCC, and their sons are also an alpha pack of 5, and they're smoking hot. So the fathers are, like, businessmen, CEO, alpha, hot daddies. And then the sons are all alphas as well, and they all run the shit too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Men.
Hate them.
Yeah.
Burn them to the ground.
As we're all married. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an active man hater while being married.
Yeah. Shelby's like, I think it makes me hate men more.
Yeah, I think so.
Even when Lila says she literally doesn't want to pack, they don't believe her. She holds her own super well, but in the end, she's up against 5 girls, and they end up pinning her down, and Rachel takes a bat from her and slams it straight down on her head, and then it's lights out.
Jesus fucking Christ.
She gets her shit rocked daily.
Yeah. A bat to the dome?
Yeah. She's had worse.
Worse? Oh my God.
Lila wakes up in the hospital and she's like, have I been in a coma for 40 years? And the nurse is like, no, like, it's literally been a day. You're fine. You can actually still dance tomorrow, too. Nothing makeup and medicine can't cover. Plus, someone insisted that you were there.
I'd be like, I just got hit in the head.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
She, like, can't even sit up without, like, wanting to throw up. And they're like, you're fine. You have to dance.
Buck up, soldier.
Atlas and his pack mates are going over footage from their fucked up mission tonight. They were hired to ambush a drug cartel pickup, and it quickly turned south when they were set up, and it ended with them killing the Red Fang cartel's youngest brother on national television.
Dramatic.
Atlas is the pack leader, and he knows his pack is fracturing. There's one member, Orion, who isn't even allowed out until his hormones are stable, which is throwing off the whole pack dynamic even more. Rather than Orion being an alpha as presumed, he awoken as an omega, and Atlas initiated him into his pack that same night, damning the consequences. Due to the shit show that went down, Atlas's father, Scorpio Wyvern, comes into the house and has a one-on-one with his son. He drops the bomb that as his commander, he's placing a secondary omega within their pack. Atlas's mind is, like, spiraling because when he claimed Orion as his mate, the 5 other pack members agreed to also mate Orion, and they all meant it. He can't fathom bringing in another Omega. Scorpio tells him the pack needs a temporary solution and Orion needs guidance. The Omega he has lined up for him will have a show tomorrow and just think about it for his pack. If not, he may never see another mission again. So it's kind of giving him an ultimatum. It's the day of the dance and her dance coach is acting like weirdly maternal. So Lila's like, what haven't you told me? She tries playing it off by saying she's set to graduate soon and maybe she'll find her forever pack and have her first heat.
An Omega in heat is a mindless creature, all need and no logic. We crave sex and security, the bite of our alpha, knots and sweet nothings. It's supposed to be bliss when you have it all. the cozy nest and the pack of growly, protective alphas bending over backwards, sideways, and doggy style to make you scream and make you smile.
Hell yeah, bro.
That sounds overwhelming.
Yeah.
I think it sounds fun.
I know you do, girl.
There's also a thing called scent matches, which is basically like fated mates for omegas and alphas. They're destined to live together forever. Both their pheromones are made for each other. Ev tells her she's also to attend a reception after and to not be surprised if she were to get an offer even if she's not yet awakened. When her solo comes, the scent of all the alphas in the room slam into her, but there's a point up in one of the private boxes that steadies her so hard it makes her falter during her dance. She wants to stop what she's doing and climb up to the presence up there, and that scares the living fuck out of her. Once her dance is over, she runs.
Girl,
I feel like being a part of a pack would be better than getting your shit rocked every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like gangbanged when you're in heat by a bunch of different people. And then having to push out puppies or whatever they are.
Yeah, well,
puppies.
I don't know. They actually didn't really say if they were wolves or not. They just said omega.
Yeah, so they didn't.
When it's Lila's team's performance, immediately Atlas is on edge because he instantly hates her because of the situation. Without even knowing exactly who she is yet, his body zeroes in on her. The rest of the pack chips in on how she's so beautiful, and Atlas's own mind betrays him by thinking about her lips, and his dick gets instantly hard. They end up house voting, and they settle on taking her in. They make some ground rules. They're not biting her. If Orion says so, or if she causes trouble, she's out and back at the OCC, and this is only a trial basis.
Orion's a girl, right?
Orion's a guy.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's their male omega. So he takes their nuts in the booty.
Ha.
They text his father the rules and then leave. They have some explaining to do. Before Lila could dash away, Ev catches her and does not let her get out of the reception. She's sitting on a couch when the owner of the OCC, Hiroku Wyvern, who is her guardian, aka her owner, and Scorpio Wyvern walk in towards her. Scorpio Wyvern tells her he's here to offer her into his son's pack, and immediately she says no. He says, listen, we prefer hormones not to play a role in this, and you're not awakened, so you're 23, you're well over the age of graduating, I think you can make your own informed decision, no one is forcing you. That was no one except her guardian, who basically says, yeah, except you owe a fuck ton of money, and you sure as shit can't pay it back unless you have a wealthy pack, and there's literally no one else that can afford you except for them.
Yeah. Sorry, girl.
He also tells her that if she refuses, she will be chemically awakened and put on an offer for mating and then put into rotation.
Ah.
Yeah.
Say yes, girl. Say yes to the pack.
So she does. She reads the contract and it's pretty solid and she signs. We get Orion's point of view, and he's a very needy, anxiety, possessive, driven, on edge omega right now. When the men finally come home, they sit him down and they're like, hey, so there's been a bit of a development to our situation. This is what's going to have to happen. And even when they tried telling Orion that it was like an ultimatum, he's like, oh, so you want pussy now? Huh? You want
pussy?
You
don't like my butt?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to fucking kill her.
I get it.
Lila is left with the Wyvern's beta, Craig, and immediately she clocks that something is off with him. He gives her the worst vibes ever, and she calls him Cardboard Craig because he's just, like, stiff and he smells really weird. So she's like, ew, I actually hate his guts. The next day, he's there waiting for her, and she gets in the car and is hauled to her new prison. When they pull up to the mansion, Craig tells her she's not allowed to use the front door. She has to go through the back only. He talks super down to her and he's so rude. And he points her into the direction of a literal storm cellar, which is to be her new room. And they have like a full ass mansion. And he's like, you're living here. This little hole.
What the fuck? This poor girl.
Craig then grabs her by the arm and drags her to a gazebo and drops her on the ground, making her fall on her hands and knees in front of the four alphas. When Atlas steps forward, she steps back until he commands her to stop. She takes in the sight of him, and he's beautiful. He introduces himself, then Hunter, Finn, and Jet, each more handsomer than the last. Atlas gives her the rundown to stay out of the house, stay out of their way, never go looking for Orion. She'll never be a member of this pack, and she's like, wait, you won't bite me?
Period! She's like, my dream come true.
Yeah. She's like, I'll stay out of your way, I don't want this. But then the wind shifts, and she smells all of their alpha scents with one more fifth scent mingled in there and omegas, and it all clicks to her. Orion is an omega.
Mm-hmm.
Atlas tells her she's not to look at him or speak to him or even let him see her shadow. Once she says she understands, he dismisses her, and then she runs and she doesn't stop.
Atlas calls to have her followed, and Jet sends out a drone. He can't have her here in his sanctuary. He needs her gone now. He's seen her before when he followed his father to work, and she was always bruised and crying, but she still had light in her eyes and was able to smile. But this Lila, this one's nothing like that one. So he knew her when he was littler. He says all Omegas are sluts and after his pack, and he needs her gone. Jet goes to the security cameras and is surprised to find her on the ground running at an ungodly speed. She's swimming across the lake. She lost her shoes and then she tore off her clothes and she only had a swimsuit on her under. So she's just like barefoot running in a swimsuit at breakneck speed.
As if you could outrun me.
Jet calls Atlas to watch her run away, thinking that she's beelining for another pack. But Orion comes in instead. They watch her swim in a glacier temperature water and Atlas is now watching too. He tells Jet to continue monitoring her so her death isn't on their hands. But Lila runs so long that the drone dies and he's torn because he hates her, but he's also so worried about his first doomed love destroying herself. Lila runs until she collapses because she came to the horrible realization that those alphas are her scent match, her fated mates.
Crazy.
To them, her scent is nothing, but to Omegas, they realize it immediately, which makes the situation even shittier for her because they have a bound Omega already, Orion. She would have rather gone into rotation than signed the offer if she had known. She's completely lost and has no idea where she is. She walks on her bloody feet until she finds the road, and after three cars, one skirts to a halt and then reverses. It's Hunter and Finn, and they're offering her a ride. She's like obsessed with their scents, and she's like, I'm gonna dry hump them, so I have to jump in the back of the truck. She like jumps in the bed of it.
She's like, I'm gonna fuck you guys if I'm in the car with ya.
Yeah. Instead of taking her home, they take her out to a restaurant, bar, club. They get her something to wear, and then they notice that she has bloody feet. Finn hauls her fireman style over him, and she's stuck with her face right up against his booty.
I can't see anything but Finn's tight ass in his jeans. All I can do is hang, pressed against his heat, trying not to squirm or pant over the lickable strip of lower back muscles revealed when my weight tugs up his shirt. It's torture sucking in the scent of him, and all I can do is pray. I'm too tapped out to perfume.
That's no, like girl. What their pre-awakening is. They like do a little poof, poof, and like that's how like their Omega scents like come out.
You remember the Febreze scent stories from the early 2000s?
What do you mean?
I imagine that. Just a little scent story. Bah.
What's a scent story?
It was like this. It was supposed to be a play on like, I want to say like an MP3 player or something, yeah. But it was Febreze. And you put like a little disc in, but it's fragrance. And it's supposed to like tell you a story through scents. And what so at random fuck? Times it'd be like, pah, poo, pah.
I want one.
Probably find one on eBay.
Probably. I'm going to look.
I forgot about those.
I don't even recall that.
They weren't out for very long.
They probably didn't do very well.
No.
They carry her into the bar, restaurant, club, and Hunter gives her his hoodie, and she's literally like trying not to huff it in public because she's like obsessed with their scent. And he orders her cheese fries and then tends to her feet. Finn starts hand feeding her, and she's basically like levitating from her body and openly moaning because she's like being cared for.
Oh, girl.
Cheese fries are good, though.
Yeah. And to be fed them instead of doing work.
Yeah.
Finn already has it bad for innocent Lila. After eating, he gets her shoes and gives her two shots of Hunter's favorite alcohol and then asks if she wants to go clubbing upstairs. She says, hell yeah, brother. And then they make it to the dance floor. She's effectively seducing him without even knowing it because she's a dance goddess.
Yeah, but she has like bloody feet and she just ran like 12 miles.
I know.
She probably smells like shit.
Yeah.
In like 5-inch heels.
With your bloody ass feet.
When an alpha gets too close, he asserts his dominance and stakes his claim.
I'm so fucking hard for her. When the beat slows, turning raunchier, I slip behind her. She sinks against me, so sweet, so submissively showing me the long, smooth column of her neck. Kith.
She's like, bite me.
Yeah, do it.
Lila makes Finn feel alive, and that's a dangerous feeling for him. They said, fuck it, let's go dance in these cages that are on the ceiling. And then they're bumping and grinding as they're cage dancing.
Whoa!
And Finn realizes that he's purring.
He's purring?
Yeah, they're like grinding and he's like.
I could not imagine a grown man just.
I don't understand. It's a wolf thing.
I don't get it.
They never said that they're wolves.
They don't shift to anything.
Yeah.
No, they're just like ultra horny.
Yeah. And they have knots. Back in the car, Finn asks Hunter if he feels it too, and Hunter's like, huh? And Finn's like, she's so special, you'll see. He lays her down, and then he's hit with a whiff of caramel, which should be impossible, but when he smells her again, he smells nothing, and he's like, what the fuck? What was that? He gets her shoes off and tucks a blanket over her, knowing that he's stalling. Hunter brings him to the gym and knows that he's about to have a deadly come down. Lila wakes the next day and decides to explore her new space. There's a gym, a staircase into the house, and the only room that has a lock to keep her safe is the bathroom. Ev packed her tablet, which is her holy grail. Lila knows she can go 1 week without food, 4 minutes without air, but she cannot go more than 1 day without her Wi-Fi, so that's her number one priority today.
Okay, iPad baby.
She makes a break for the inside of the house to try to find the Wi-Fi router when she hears Craig's bitch-ass voice. She doesn't trust him as far as she could throw him, but she has her trusty Shiv on her, so she decides to brave it for her sanity. Watching him eat at the table, she clears her throat and decides to just ask for the Wi-Fi password. He's basically like, what are you gonna do for me? And then she's like, ugh, never mind. And he's like, no, clean the house, you whore! And then, like, turns to leave.
Okay, I guess I'll do that for Wi-Fi.
He doesn't even give her the password. He's like, you're untrustworthy! But I didn't say you could go, so clean the fucking house, bitch!
Craig's the worst.
Low-key, she's kind of happy, though, because Omegas love to clean. She's putting away the groceries that Craig just bought when Orion comes in. He growls and he says, you're not supposed to be here! But her mouth waters because he smells so good. She instantly goes into a submissive pose, and she literally can't get over his scent.
She just shows her tummy.
When he asks why she's here, she tried explaining it was Craig, and he tells her to kick rocks, and he doesn't want to see her again. But then he tells her, wait! And it was almost like it was an alpha command. Her body locked up, and he softly says, you're bleeding. The softness in his voice caused her to look up at him, and their eyes clash, and then he screams, get out!
What the fuck? Okay, crazy. Orion is freaking out because this strange Omega is beautiful and smells delicious, and he's scared the guys will leave him for her. Plus, she submitted to him and made it impossible for him to actually hate her. She's perfect, and he also wants to kill her and also nurture her. He goes to check the security cameras to see what she's up to after running from him, and he sees that she's at the lake diving right on in, and he gets the feeling that she doesn't actually want to be here. She seems like she wants to escape. He goes out to meet her, and when she comes out of the water, her shirt is see-through, and he gets rock hard seeing her nipples peeking through her top. She sees him and tries to hide herself, so he takes off his sweatshirt and throws it to her. And he notices that he kind of likes having her covered in his scent. He tells her he's sorry for earlier, but he just can't think with her in the house. She says she would never have agreed to come here if she knew the pack already had an Omega, and she promises she's not going to steal them from Orion. He grabs her arm and a pen that he stuffed into his pocket and writes the Wi-Fi password on her wrist.
Oh, nice.
He can smell Hunter's perfume on her, and he instinctively gets jealous, but she tells him she gets him and he can go. He'll feel better when he can't scent her. She goes back to her room and doesn't understand why, but Orion's scent is really doing something to her. She showers to get the male smell off of her body, and then she logs into the Wi-Fi. She does some laundry in the house to get the scents off of all of her clothing and starts to think about her escape plan. Meanwhile, Atlas is reprimanding Hunter and Finn for taking Lila out, but they don't care. It was worth it.
Yeah.
They all grab some Chinese to bring home to eat with Orion, but he sees the clean kitchen and asks if Craig actually cleaned up. But Orion says, nope, that was Lila. And Finn is just like in his own little world and he's like, ha, Lila.
Lila.
Hunter walks out and then runs into her in the laundry room. And she's instantly like, sorry, I'll leave. And she's like huddling in on herself, being very submissive. He sees her scarfing down a protein bar and she tells him that all Craig left for her in her room was baking soda. Like, that's all her kitchen is stocked with.
Oh.
He's all, eat up, bitch.
Kill him.
Yeah, he's awful.
He's annoyed and says he'll take her grocery shopping, but she's like, no, I'm already in enough debt. And he says she wouldn't owe him anything. She offers to go with him and they can get stuff for the whole house. She'd even cook for all the guys. He tells her they'll all go with her, but she says, no, the other guys all hate me. And he's like, okay, that's fine. He makes her a plate of Chinese and brings it down to her nest. And when he sees her all snuggled up, he's like, damn, maybe two Omegas wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, be nice to her.
There's more than enough to go around. Just do it.
Also, Atlas and Orion are the only ones that, like, fuck each other outside of the heat. So, like, they all fuck Orion when he's in heat. But whenever Orion's not in heat, they have to, like, ask Orion for permission to, like, hook up with other people. Because he's, like, crazy Omega right now. They're like, hey, can I kiss this girl? That's not fair.
No. Lila thanks him for the food and scurries back to her nest. He can tell that she's skittish and terrified of everything. He doesn't know what trick she's using to not give off her scent, but he knows eventually she will, and he bets she'll smell delicious. Lila stuffs her face and falls asleep with a full, happy belly. When she wakes up, her thighs clench together, and she has a feeling that she's just been in the middle of a wet dream about all the guys. She goes to find Hunter to go grocery shopping, but she runs into Craig, and he tells her he'll be the one taking her to the store. Also, he's not a chauffeur, so she's driving. He doesn't care that she doesn't have a license, and he, like, sits in the back.
I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, why are you here? I'll go by myself.
Yeah. If you're gonna make me drive, just let me go by myself.
Uh-huh.
He's a beta, so he's at the bottom of the food chain.
Not in his mind.
No. I'd be like, I know I'm not awakened yet, but you're a fucking beta. Back off.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him, Shelves.
While she goes to pick up the groceries, Craig goes and waits in a coffee shop next door. So he just wanted a free ride to the coffee shop, I think. I don't know. While she's browsing, she runs into another Omega who notices Lila and how lost she looks, so this stranger starts up a conversation with her. The new girl gives her some tips and tricks on how to cook for her alphas and then runs off back to her own pack. She finds herself in the freezer section eyeballing a pint of ice cream when she hears Atlas stomping up to her, trailed by Craig. He's pissed and tells her to pay for her cart and get in the car. As they drive, he tells her the dads want to meet with her to make sure everything is going smoothly and she'd better not fuck it up. And she's like, why would I fuck it up? They blackmailed me into this. I don't even want to be here. And Atlas slams on the brakes and is like, they forced you into this? Because he didn't know.
Oh.
And she's like, yeah, I don't want your bite and I don't want your pack. I just want to wind up alone when this is all over with. They all arrive at the Wyvern headquarters for the meeting. The dads ask her how everything is going at the house with the males, and she says it's fine. And they're like, okay, well, Craig tells us that you aren't integrating well with the pack. But Atlas pipes up and is like, she's integrating fine. She just finished going grocery shopping for the house, as a matter of fact. We're just taking things slow. She's told that grandkids are expected soon, and now she's shitting her little Omega pants because that's the last thing she wants. Atlas is told that there's a fundraising ball this weekend and the pack should bring both of their Omegas. Hunter is pulled aside for a private chat and then the bomb is dropped on him that Lila is their fated mate and he is shocked.
Oh shit.
And now he knows that he needs to investigate this girl and find out everything he can about her before his entire pack falls apart. When he leaves the room to go find her, he sees her surrounded by a group of alphas scoping her out, and he storms over demanding they apologize and get away from her right freaking now. They all startle, obey, and scatter. He apologizes to Lila for leaving her alone, and she pulls out a little sharpened toothbrush and is like, it's fine, I know how to protect myself. She's like, eh, no big deal.
Don't you worry.
He feels horrible. He should be protecting this Omega. He brings her to another room in the building where Jet is leading a class and pulls him aside. But every alpha in the room is basically licking their lips looking at Lila, and she finds her way to the corner of the room and cowers in on herself, which she does very often and I find very funny.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing her being like,
Yes. Like Bella Swan. She's just,
I feel like I'd be like, what are you doing? What is that?
Atlas tells Jet that Lila is their fated mate, but Jet had already known. Because remember, he knew her when they were kids, and he was like, smells like my mate. Atlas goes back to collect Lila from her corner, and as she peeks over at Jet, she can't help but feeling like there's something familiar about him, but she can't place it. Atlas brings her to another room in the building, and this time it's a gym, and Hunter is there, and he's leading a class too. She's getting trained in combat. She needs to protect herself without her toothbrush shiv. But little do they know, she loves to fight. She's paired up with another male, and she pretends like she doesn't know what she's doing, and she gets popped in the face. Hunter sees right through it and is like, what the fuck was that? And why do you know how to fight? And also, why are you faking like you don't? She won't spill her secrets, so he lunges at her, and she automatically blocks him with expert speed, and now the jig is up. Then, she's brought to another room, and it's a shooting range led by Finn. And he sees Lila, and he's like, hey, baby doll. Hunter whispers something into his ear that makes him look at her with raised eyebrows. Finn asks if she's ever shot a gun before, and she lies and says only a few times. He hands her a gun and tells her she looks so good holding it. He stands behind her and moves her body where it needs to be, teaching her how to shoot, and the close contact is getting her hella soaked.
I wiggle out of his grasp, careful to keep the gun pointed away. I can do it myself. I know. He nips my shoulder. My shoulder! His teeth graze my sensitive skin. I let out a half whimper, half mule, my face blazing red, belly clenching so hard I'm afraid I just creamed myself. Oh my god.
Creamy.
Nipped your shoulder.
By the time they finally get home, she feels like her vagina is going to explode and she just wants to go to her nest and hibernate away from all of these alphas. Orion meets them in the garage and she looks at him guiltily and is like, I'll go around the back. And he's like, no, it's fine. I can smell them on you. Just come through the house. And she's like, no, it's fine. I don't want to step on your toes. But he insists. She decides to head to the home gym and run off her horniness. Because for some reason, even Orion is getting her all hot and bothered. And he's not even an alpha. So what the fuck?
Is that normal for like two omegas?
Nope.
My body has too many ideas that will get me in trouble. Like, would it be so bad to lick the flavor from Orion's lips just once? Not that I know anything about kissing. I bet Atlas could give me some killer tongue tips. Maybe join us. I growl and duck my head, sprinting so hard my footsteps pound over the screaming belt of the treadmill. I can't decide if I need a lobotomy or an alpha girth vibrator. I growl.
She's and just runs faster on the treadmill. She runs herself to exhaustion and goes back to her nest, but she's woken up by Jet. He tosses her a garment bag and tells her to be ready by 6. She knows him, even though she tried to forget, and thinks back to when she first saw him at the OCC. He was the only boy who'd ever been nice to her. He'd wiped her tears and brought her muffins when everyone else either ignored her or tormented her. She asks him if he used to go by JJ, and he freezes. He doesn't answer and storms out, slamming the door behind him. The dress inside the bag is gorgeous. It's the most expensive thing she's ever worn by far. She showers and douses herself in de-center. She refuses to make herself look pretty tonight and leans into her stringy hair and hollow under eyes. So she has this nice dress on and she just looks like shit. And she's like, perfect.
Okay, girl.
But as soon as Finn sees her, he tells her she looks like an absolute snack. And she's pretty sure she's on the verge of a hands-free orgasm. They're on their way to the fundraiser, and Lila is basically melting into a lusty puddle in the back of the limo with all of her alphas, plus Orion, and Craig is driving. Yuck.
Cardboard Craig.
Yuck! That's Craig. She feels a little bit jealous seeing Orion sitting in between two of the guys, but then, to her surprise, he gets up and sits next to her instead. Hunter insists they make a pit stop at the mall and runs in to grab his Omegas a gift. He gets a pheromone-suppressing perfume for Orion and a shit ton of nice-ass makeup for Lila.
He's like, girl, put this on your face.
Yeah, you look like shit.
You ugly.
Then Finn gives Lila a blade to take in with her because she might need to protect herself tonight with more than just a sharpened toothbrush. She does a full beat while they drive in the limo somehow, and when they get to the fancy party, Orion is the one who steps out and gives her his arm. As soon as they walk in, Lila spots one of her old school bullies, Noelle. And Jet tells the pack that she had even put Lila in the hospital. And she's the Omega of the pack that's hosting this event. They find their seats, and Noelle comes up to Lila with a fake-ass smile to say hello, along with her Senator Alpha. But Finn and Atlas swoop in and shield Lila from these two shitbags.
Yeah.
Noelle looks Lila up and down and is like, hit me up when you go into rotation. I know a lot of packs who'd love to have you for a heat. But Orion steps in and is like, she's ours. Rawr. Then Finn threatens the senator with a butter knife. Yeah, he's not messing around. Jet stands up and is like, do not fuck with our Omega. And now Lila is equal parts soaked and confused. Noelle and her alpha scurry off. As the pack hangs out at the table, Orion can't help but notice that she's going out of her way to make sure he knows that she isn't a threat to his status in the pack, and shares her food with him and makes sure he's included in all of the conversation. He's confused because he should feel crazy with jealousy, but somehow he doesn't. Atlas asks Orion to dance and gives him a little smooch on the knuckles.
I can't remember the last time he showed affection in public. I went to preen and wiggle and offer my ass, let him spread me out and take me on the dinner table.
Okay.
Spread those ass cheeks.
Then, all of a sudden, Finn stands up, blocking Lila from a male walking up to them. And this male's name is Dominic Redfang. Atlas is like, what the hell are you doing here? You weren't invited. Dom tells him that he got a call that the Wyvern Pack showed up tonight with a beautiful new unmarked Omega as he eyes up Lila. He puts out his hand and asks Lila to dance. She lies and says she doesn't know how to dance, but he doesn't care and insists. So Finn lunges at him, but Hunter is able to hold him back. Orion knows he should be welcoming Dom taking away his main competition, but he feels oddly protective of her. So he stands up and says, I'll dance with you. So he offers to dance in Lila's place with Dominic Redfang.
Does Dominic even want to dance with him?
Probably not. But also it pisses the Wyvern Pack off. So he's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Dominic is, remember the beginning with the drug cartel? They were the Redfang cartel. So he's a naughty, naughty bad boy.
Yeah.
A criminal.
Orion suffers through his dance with Dom, who is baiting him about how he's being replaced by Lila and how she would be the perfect piece of pussy to use as revenge against the Wyvern Pack for what they did to his brother. So Dom's here to avenge his brother. That's his main objective.
All right.
But then all of a sudden, Lila cuts in and says she wants to dance with Orion, and Atlas is standing next to her with security ready to kick Dom out. She dances with Orion, checking in with him to make sure he's all right, and he's amazed at how good at dancing she is. He leans into her, and then Orion sees Finn and Hunter watching them from the sidelines.
Their coiled stillness says they're not looking because they want to keep us safe. They're looking because they're caught, because they can't turn away. Maybe from Lila, maybe from the sight of us together. My dick perks up. The pack would get off so hard watching us together for real, watching me peel off Lila's dress in the pack bed and taste every inch of her. A purr builds inside me.
Do it.
They're purring a lot. The moment is ruined when Lila screams, "Down!" and slams him to the ground. Someone just tried to shoot Orion, and Lila wound up taking the bullet through her arm. They're swarmed by their alphas, and they all push through the panicking crowd to get the heck out of here and to the Wyvern Clinic to get Lila patched up. She gets all stitched up, and Orion comes in to see her, telling her she'd slept for 24 hours straight. The doctors told the pack that she had a lot of old injuries, and the doctors put her on a nutrient drip because she was severely malnourished. It may bring on her heat. She's panicking, but he assures her she hasn't perfumed yet.
I know. She's like, oh, no.
Then the rest of the guys come in and swarm her hospital bed, and she looks around to see a mix of worry and lust on their faces. They all tell her how thankful they are for what she did for Orion. Jet says he's pretty sure Dom was behind the hit on Orion, and Finn says he's a fucking dead man. Hunter tells her she's stuck with them now, and she looks to Orion, asking if he's okay with this. He says, of course, you saved my life, you didn't ask for this, and you didn't do anything wrong. But now she's worried that once she goes into heat, the pack will realize that she's their true mate, and he'll hate her regardless of the fact that she took a bullet for him. She's more determined than ever to make sure she never gets to her first heat. Eventually, she'd healed up enough that she can finally get ready to leave the clinic and go back to the house, but she's getting whiffs of her perfume starting to come through. She takes the hottest shower she can to try and rub it off of her, and she douses herself in de-center.
Girl, I just want her to, like, accept it.
Yeah, fuck all of them, even Orion.
Yeah. Lila, Orion Knox, are you ready? The doctor wants to talk before you get your discharge papers. Just a second. And speaking of discharge, I shove a pad in my lacy new panties. If my perfume's coming in, my body's gonna start with all the Omega tricks. My slick is a death sentence if one of the alphas catches a whiff, let alone Orion. She's like, I'm creaming.
Uh-huh. She's gotta wear panty liners 24/7.
Oh my god, she's gushing.
Uh-huh. She tells herself as soon as she gets home, she's going to work out hard enough to get her body back into a malnutrition state so her heat never comes. Craig picks all of them up to take them home, and when they get back, he tries to make sure she doesn't go through the house, but Hunter is like, she can come through the inside of the house, and then asks if she wants a room in the house. He's like, you don't have to sleep in the cellar. You can, like, have a regular room if you want.
Good.
It's a whole ass mansion.
Mm-hmm. But she declines for the sole reason that if she's that close to the guys, she'll gush in her panties. Craig is openly appalled at the invitation, so Hunter pulls him aside and tells him what's up. Orion gives her the official house tour now that she's officially welcome, and she can't stop catching whiffs of him and wondering why the hell he smells so good. He's an Omega and she still wants to jump his bones. She asks him how many hours of Omega classes he's taken, and he tells her only two, so she offers to tutor him on whatever he wants to know. Because remember, she's basically like Van Wilder at the OCC. She's been there for like 10 years. He can tell that she's exhausted, so he tells her to go rest and he'll show her the rest of the house later. Instead, she goes to sprint on the treadmill until she feels like she's going to collapse. Eventually, she winds up back in her nest and Orion knocks at her door because he wants to hang out. He says he was thinking of cooking dinner, but all he knows how to make is tomato soup, and she's like, I took a ton of cooking classes. They head to the kitchen together and cook some burgers, and there's some crazy tension, but Lila knows she can't act on it.
While he starts cutting vegetables, I slow down, stuck in Omega Dick fantasy land. He's super tall, so I can't help wondering if he's proportionate. I wonder what the other pack members do to him in the madness of his heat. I wonder if they'd let me watch.
Yeah, girl.
Craig walks in demanding to know what Orion is doing. He shouldn't be doing housework. Orion reminds Craig that he's not even on the clock, so he should leave. But Craig snaps back and is like, why should I leave when she gets to stay, glaring at Lila. But Orion puffs up at him and is like, if you have a problem with her, you can get the fuck out of my house. And Craig sulks out with his tail between his legs.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, fuck you, Craig. Then they finish preparing the dinner for their alphas, and they wind up having so much fun together. They're dancing and laughing. And then Lila realizes this can't be real. And if it is real, it sure as fuck can't last.
Yes, it can, girl.
The guys get home to Lila and Orion cozy and cooking in the kitchen. Atlas has a full-on space-out moment where he's envisioning the two of them hooking up while he gets to watch, and then he joins them. Once he clears his head, they all go to the table and sit down to eat. But the guys don't eat. Every single one of them just stares at Lila taking bites of her food and moaning.
So good, she moans. The sound's so fucking erotic. She should be bouncing on a cock, preferably mine. I shift in my chair and fuck, I'm not the only one. Finn devours her with dark intensity. Hunter's gaze flicks back and forth over us all, drinking in our tiniest reactions. And Jet grips his knife and fork, twitching at every single one of Lila's ball-clenching moans. She's just like, oh my god.
This is such a good burger.
She made it, so like, shut up. That's weird as hell.
Yeah. She like didn't eat before. She like had like a piece of toast for like breakfast, lunch, and dinner and like porridge.
She's like, oh my god, my burgers are so good. I make the best burgers.
cream.
After they continue to watch her, Atlas decides to ruin the whole night and asks Lila when she thinks that she's going to awaken. She says, hopefully never, but not to worry. She's saving enough money to leave the guys alone. They want to know exactly how she's making money, and she says, online accounting, which that's what she's really doing, but they don't believe her. Once dinner is done, Lila cleans up, Orion and Atlas head to their room, and the rest of the men disperse. Atlas takes Orion to the room so he could take care of him properly since he hasn't in a while. Atlas rips off Orion's clothes and then sucks his soul out of his body through his dick.
My mate's cock is a work of art. Nothing about Orion is small. He's got a big dick.
Hey!
When Atlas scents Orion's slick, he goes feral and undresses before picking Orion's hips up to enter him. Also, the slick for the men, I have issues with it because they just have a leaky butthole.
Oh, the butthole, yeah.
Wait, it comes out of their butthole?
Yeah. So it's just like fluid gushing out of his ass.
Yummy.
Okay. Do they still poop?
Yeah, I would assume so. It just comes out real quick.
I just have issues with that. They come multiple times before they're stuck together with Atlas's knot for hours. Lila can hear everything while she's cleaning. She hurries to her basement bathroom, takes a hot shower, flicks her bean, and then washes herself into center. When she's done, she steps out of the bathroom running straight into Hunter and Finn sparring in the gym. They are completely shirtless with like the 3-inch seam shorts.
Yeah.
It's not helping her situation, so she runs to the laundry room. The guys already spotted her though, so they follow her, and Finn's asking her why she's doing their laundry. He thought Craig was doing the laundry, and Hunter explains that Craig isn't allowed to do the laundry anymore because he was caught stealing Orion's boxers.
Oh, okay, creep.
Fucking weirdo.
This sends Lila on high alert, and she excuses herself to find Jet to warn him. When she gets to his room, she tries to warn him about Craig being super sketchy, but Jet tells her pack security isn't her business, and no one wants her here, so she should fucking leave.
Okay, Jet.
He's real peach. She says, fine, but I would check the security cameras if I were you, and then she takes off to the lake. Jet goes to meet Renee, and she serves her purpose for now, but he can't wait to get rid of her, especially after the shit she pulled at the OCC, ruining his life. She's now his informant, but doesn't have any new updates to share, so he tells her to keep looking and then leaves. The next day, Lila logs into a black market sites to find some good paying jobs, cleaning up some books for corrupt people. After a couple hours, she heads upstairs to find food. Orion asks her if she can help him make a grilled cheese because he doesn't know how.
Okay.
She says yes. They also make tomato soup. And after they eat their sandwiches, he asks her to stay and hang out with him while he's working on coding his video game. She says okay, but she has to grab her tablet first so she can also do some more work. And then she slathers on more to center just in case. They work side by side for a while, and then he shows her the game that he's been working on. And before they know it, they're cuddled right next to each other when the door opens. They each grab their weapons, and Craig walks in. Craig tells Orion he's just checking on him, and it's a good thing he did too, as he's like staring daggers at Lila.
Get out.
She smells caramel and knows it's her perfume, so she hurries to the basement. She washes it off, and when she steps out of the shower, Craig is there smelling her dirty clothes.
Ew!
Yeah, he's like...
He's like, nice perfume you got there. How have you been hiding it? And she's like, it just started happening. I haven't been hiding it the whole time. Let's make a deal. You don't tell them about this, and you get me the fuck out. I'll stay out of your way and let you have the alphas and Orion all to yourself. He says okay, but he needs a couple days. She's sad and hurt, but she knows that it needs to be done and sooner than later. So over the next couple days, she avoids everybody as best as she can. When Hunter and Finn come back from a mission, Finn only wants Lila, especially since he hasn't seen her. He picks the lock on the door and goes to the basement and immediately feels better seeing her. He tries to pick her up and do more than just talk with her, but she stops him. She says that she won't wreck his relationship with his pack and she's leaving anyways. This hurts him to hear, so he lashes out and says, fine, we don't even want you here to begin with, and then he's gone.
You don't mean that.
Later, Orion finds her and tries to invite her to join them for breakfast, and her heart breaks because she wants to join them so bad, but she says, probably not, but I'll think about it. So he leaves defeated. Then her tablet dings with an email from the black market site. It's from Craig telling her to be ready at midnight. When she gets into the car, Craig says before they leave, he needs to check her for a tracker because sometimes the OCC puts trackers on their Omegas. She's very confused by this. She's never heard of this. And then he violently grabs her, shoving a syringe into her arm.
Cardboard Craig.
Her whole body feels like it's on fire and she knows her heat is now there. So he gave her that heat hormone to like make her go into heat.
Oh shit.
Everything burns and she feels her slit coming out of her. She's weak, her mind is muddled, and she almost doesn't register that she's about to be sexually assaulted by Craig. But when she hears his belt buckle, she moves and grabs her shiv, her actual toothbrush shiv, and stabs him.
Yeah!
She runs into the woods, hiding. When she hears Craig falling, he's on the phone and he's talking with someone, begging them to not come out here, and she knows that something else is going on. Then, multiple vehicles pull into the driveway. She hears that Craig sold her, but they're here to collect more than just her. They shoot Craig, and the men make a plan to split up and grab both Omegas.
Bye, Craig, you dusty-ass bitch.
Yeah, good.
She knows that she should run, but she decides to go warn Orion that something's happening, even though he might kill her since she's now in heat. Orion is upstairs, moping in his bedroom. He's tired of being alone. He needs his mates, and he recognizes the sadness as a preheat and goes to text Atlas to come home immediately when he hears the gunshot. He quickly grabs his gun and steps downstairs. He sneaks into the basement to check on Lila, but she's not there. Just as he's about to panic, the door bursts open. It's Lila. She's frantic, covered in blood, and she races to him.
I grab her shaking shoulders to brace her and catch a face full of Lila's perfume. Burnt sugar, sweet caramel, vanilla creme brulee, world-changing, best dessert of your life, irresistible sweetness. My cock goes diamond hard, and I let out a strangled, ripping noise like air escaping a balloon. Your scent. Okay. Are you kidding me? That would scare me. That would frighten me away.
That was a good shriveled up balloon.
That was so good.
Thank you.
He's now dripping his slick and they're both heat cycle synced up. Only he doesn't want to kill her. He wants to bite her, mark her, and fuck her like he's an alpha. She tells him Craig is dead and there's people coming for them. They need to go. They take off out of the basement when they hear people behind them. Orion turns around and shoots one, but the other two tackle them to the ground. The intruders know they're both in heat and want a taste when a third man approaches, telling them not to touch the Omegas. Lila's going straight to the auction block, and Orion is going to Dominic Redfang to get his mating mark skinned off his neck and fucked by Dominic himself. It's very violent.
That is violent.
They drag Lila away as they drug Orion. When Lila is in the vehicle and it starts moving, she makes sure that she has her toothbrush shiv and then plays up the Omega heat to try to distract one of the men. She's in the back begging for relief, and he goes to lean back there to help her out with it when she slits his throat with her shiv, grabs his gun, and shoots the driver.
Yeah.
They roll into a ditch and she climbs out. She's unstable on her feet, especially in heat and the crash, but she removes the driver from the car and climbs in. She drives back towards the house when she sees the other car's headlights. She times it to where she hits their bumper and both cars go spinning. When they stop, two men exit the other vehicle with their guns up and she hits the gas, taking them out, and she crashes her vehicle. It takes her a minute to get her bearings, and that's when someone grabs her hair from the window. She reaches for her gun, shoots them, and then exits the car, racing to Orion.
Oh my god, okay girl.
She's a badass.
Okay, John Wick.
And she let other people beat her up her whole life.
Yeah, where was this? Where was this in you?
She has nutrition now. She just ate a burger yesterday.
It was the burger.
That's true. True. It's the life-changing burger she made.
Yeah.
He's alive in the passenger seat, but still drugged. She hops in the car and takes it back to the house, and then she half carries Orion up to his nest with promises that his alphas will be here soon to help with his heat. Then she hears the helicopter and she goes to hide just as they come crashing up the stairs to find Orion. The pain for her is unbearable and she decides that she'll have to take a chance and go up there to see if they'll accept her and help her out as well. Atlas is mad and annoyed and super distressed that he left the Omegas alone to find Finn. Orion is trying to explain to him what happened and how Lila saved him again, but he's just so horny. Atlas undresses Orion.
His swollen tip leaks pearlescent pre-cum, and the scent of his slick hits my bloodstream like Red Bull and cocaine. Relatable. I get it.
Atlas undresses himself as Finn sucks Orion's dick to help take the edge off. Lila makes it to the top of the stairs just in time to see Finn finish Orion. She moans, wanting to join, and the guys hear her. They whip around, and she tries to explain why she's there, and they tell her to fuck off. They'll deal with her later.
Oh. Yeah. They're like, get the fuck out of here!
Our mates in heat, you dumb bitch!
She's like, I want to play.
She's like, in pain.
Yeah. Oh. She crawls back down the stairs in pain and crying. She makes it to the basement and knows that she won't make it to the lake to get the edge off, but there's something that will do the trick. She gets the lid off the barrel of dissenter and climbs into the chemical. It's been 3 days. Orion is sexed out, but something's not right. He asks the guys, where's Lila? Because she was hurt when all that shit went down. They said, I don't know, but we did tell her to fuck off at one point.
They're like, wait, who? Oh, shit.
Oh, that girl? This sends Orion into a straight panic. He starts screaming at them how she's their set match and their mate, and how could they fucking do that to her? They all race to the basement where her scent finally hits everyone, and they all know that they fucked up. They can't find her anywhere, but they hear sloshing and whimpering. They follow it to the giant barrel of dissenter where Finn immediately pulls her out. Orion falls to his knees in pain over this, and Lila tells them to just leave her. They get her into the helicopter to the Wyvern Clinic, and she wakes up cuddled next to Orion and all of the guys. They try to apologize, but she doesn't believe them about wanting her there as their mate. She tells them that they can send all her bills to the OCC since that's where she'll go to after the hospital.
Yeah, fuck you.
The doctor kicks them out and lets Lila know that she has extensive chemical burns on top of the backlash of her first heat. And since the first heat wasn't satisfied, the next heat's gonna be even worse. She has a few more tests to run and then Lila's free to go. Lila wants to go, but she thinks maybe she'll stay with the Wyverns regardless because it'd be nice to see them on their knees begging for forgiveness.
Yeah.
The end.
Wow, what a story.
So Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I think I give it 4. I liked it. And normally I'm not like the biggest fan of like the Omegaverse, but I did like it. I liked it. I fucked with it.
Well, what about you guys?
I give it a 3.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about Omegaverse, especially like this big of a pack. I liked when we did, what was the one with the incubus or the succubus?
Oh, Not So Kind Regards.
Yeah.
I like three. I don't think six is my jam.
It's a lot. Fair.
It's a little too much drama.
Yeah.
But it's good. I wish it was one book though.
Yeah, that was my issue too. I gave it 3.5 because you can kind of guess where the second book is going, and it could have definitely all been in one book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of me was like, okay, when are they getting to it? Come on.
Next book, book two.
Yeah, same. I did 3.5. I gave it 4 on Goodreads, and then like when I wrote in 3.5, but I was just like, I read all of that and she didn't even get fucked.
No.
And also it kind of just like left off. She was like still in the hospital. Like, that's it.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, bummer.
And I want to know why Jet hates her so much. They didn't even dibble dabble their toes in there.
No.
Well, next week we're telling Riley all about Tower by Claire Kent. And we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about. She did Last Light. It's like in the same universe.
And that one was good.
Oh, I love that one.
Okay. We got a girl on the cover. She's laying there. There's a motorcycle. And it says it's a post-apocalyptic fairy tale.
Okay.
So it's like, you said it's the same universe as the last book?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's going to be a new girl driving her motorcycle. No one's around. Everyone's dead. Well, I guess not everyone. Most people are dead. Some bad guys approach her. And then her knight in shining armor comes. But then she says, no, I'm a bad bitch. I don't need you. But then they build this loving relationship. And it's like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
How did I do?
Aside from the apocalypse, you got the characters all wrong.
Shoot.
Yeah. But we'll find out next week.
Yes, we will.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.